Hello?
Hello.
Oh, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. So first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me continue here. May I speak with Nympha Alanis? Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Thank you very much. And would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
Pardon?
Would you prefer to take the survey in English or in Spanish?
English is good. Either one.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
That if I would vote?
Yes.
Of course, yes. If
so
I'm still
almost
here.
Certain?
If I'm still here, you know, I take it a day at a time. Yes.
Okay. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices, like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I do, yes.
So always vote?
All the time, yeah.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong?
That is a what?
If you think that things in general are in the right direction, or are they on the wrong track in Kern County?
Oh, I would say so-so.
Okay, that's okay.
No, I would say
now,
okay.
And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Okay. That's not Kern County. You're talking about in general?
Yeah, in general, yes.
So favorable?
Who is this for?
Put it away, they're not yours.
You say unfavorable? Is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
No, favorable.
Oh, very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Next, Gavin Newsom.
Newsom. What's he for?
Or Gavin Newsom is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know. I'm just getting really interrupted with the children here because we're getting ready to go to a party. So, I would say favorable.
So, and somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, next, Leticia Perez.
Leticia Perez. Favorable?
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Take it out. Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Next, Kim Salas.
Kim Salas. Favorable?
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, and would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Fair.
Okay, just fair. And overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Pardon? I'm sorry.
Overall, County Supervisor Letitia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
That you can what? Like I said, I'm so sorry.
She'll give a new chance. For Letitia Perez, she deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I think she's been doing a good job.
So, would you say someone new or deserves to be reelected?
Deserves to be reelected.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote?
Oh, I have to pray more about that one.
So you're undecided, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? To Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Letitia Perez, County Supervisor?
Letitia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And please tell me which one of the issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. The options are housing costs, crime, roads and traffic, homelessness, jobs and the economy, county taxes, and climate change. The most important to you?
The most important one for me?
Yes.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Housing costs, crime, roads and traffic, homelessness, jobs and the economy, county taxes, and climate change.
God, everything's important.
But the most important to you?
I think housing, because there's just so many homeless because of the housing.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for County Supervisor. So first, Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. So convincing or not convincing? To you.
Convincing.
Very, somewhat, or a little?
Somewhat.
Next. The streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very, somewhat, or a little?
Very.
Next. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very, somewhat, or a little?
Very.
Next, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Somewhat, very, or a little?
Somewhat. Everybody promises a lot of things.
Okay. And Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very, somewhat, or a little?
Very. Oh, we're almost done. I have to go.
We're almost done. Just a very few more questions and we're done. But it's almost done. It will help us a lot for our research. So, after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Well, I would have to see. I haven't really had the chance to look into all that Leticia's promising to do. So that would be still on
the table. Okay, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean to vote? To Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, if you had to choose? To who would you lean to vote to?
Like again, I said, I'm undecided on that.
Okay, not a problem. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez. Four County Supervisor. So the first one is, Leticia Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a County Supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. So this to you is a very serious doubt, serious doubt, minor doubt, or no real doubt?
Serious.
And as County Supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. Do you think this is very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
I think that's very serious.
And finally, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. This is very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Am I? What am I?
In your political beliefs, are you a Democrat or a Republican or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican? Yeah.
This one is strong.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? Liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political terms?
Conservative.
Very or conservative?
Yes. I'm sorry, but I really have to go.
I understand. And just what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, like college or high school?
College.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
46.
In 46. And are you or anyone in your household are Hispanic or Latino descent?
Pardon what? What was that?
Are you or anyone in your household are Hispanic or Latino?
Hispanic here.
Yes. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, just to confirm, your first name is Ninfa, correct?
Yes. Ninfa.
Okay. So thank you very much for all your time and for your patience. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.